Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, following through, deciding upon a game plan to get you from where you are right now to where you want to be. Work towards those short-term plans, long-term plans, intermediate-term plans, those dreams, those goals. And most importantly, if there's anything that you've gotten from me through these Morning Connection podcast is creating that vision for your life, that overall vision, who you are, what you're all about, what type of legacy that you want to leave for other people. When it's all said and done, if you can put yourself in the future and you're on your deathbed, what you stood for, what you accomplished, what type of mental state, emotional state you lived in, your effect on other people. Those values that you could be proud of, that day way, way in the future when you're taking your last breath. And then you can work backwards and live every single day with that in mind. That's always pointing you into the right direction, whether you're consciously thinking about it or not. Every time you need to make those decisions all throughout the day, the small ones, the big ones, everything in between, when you feel like stepping up and whether or not you should really go for it, or you think you might want to hold back in fear or make those decisions that you know are destructive, right? That vision that you create for yourself that you've taken the time to think about, every time you listen to me during these Morning Connection podcasts, every time you hear that word vision, you were able to get more and more and more clear on what that means to you. It just works in the back of your mind and helps you just suck it up one more time, man up, one more shot, one more try. It makes you stay up a little bit later at night, get up earlier in the morning. When you feel like just stopping, you think, if I think it, I must do it. That's what that vision does for you. If there's anything you can get out of these Morning Connection podcasts, it is constantly thinking about shaping, reshaping, and getting clear on your vision, who you are, what you're all about, what impact that you're making on this world, yourself, other people, your family, and just stay true to that. So this is Morning Connection podcast number 200. We've just gone on this journey of figured it out to be 4 straight months we've been doing this, 6 days a week. If you're new to this Morning Connection podcast, that's what we've been doing. Bright and early, making a part of our day, our daily discipline, our ritual. And I appreciate you coming along on this ride. I hope that you found it as beneficial or more, that as beneficial for you as it has been for me. Having to get up and thinking about these things, leading you through this process. No doubt about it, it's made me mentally sharper. It's forced me to walk the talk. And if you're new to this, hey, look on skiplacour.com. Look in the podcast section, whether you're on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. If you've just recently found out about this Morning Connection podcast, maybe through my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLaCour page, SkipLaCour page, PAGE, or even my YouTube channel. Did little intros to what each podcast was about over quite a few of them at youtube.com/SkipLaCour. Right? You can go through these podcasts. They're timeless. And I encourage you to continue this daily diet of mental toughness conditioning, this emotional toughness conditioning, getting you to think about your life every single day, investing this half hour. Continue the process. Again, these Morning Connection podcasts are timeless. You can listen to them over and over and over again. Even if you were to listen to them, this same podcast today, if you were to listen to it 3 months from now, and even 3 years from now, each time you listen to it, you're going to hear it in a different way. You're a different person. You've evolved. You've had more challenges that you've overcome. You've had more victories, a more sense of confidence and references of success, a bigger, bolder person, right? You're going to learn something new from every single podcast. So I encourage you to continue the process, continue this daily discipline. You know, when I look back on this second round of 100 Morning Connection podcasts, again, 4 months, you know, just day by day, just chipping away, and we put together all this time together. I can look back on the amount of time that I put into this, I invested into this, that, you know, it's consistent with my vision of helping you become the best you can be, breaking down this thing we call life, this game, this challenge, this journey, something that I can help you make your journey a lot easier, make you understand that we're all going through this process together. It doesn't matter what it looks like, how other people seem like they've got it made. They're going through the same challenges. And at the same time, we see people with challenges. We don't let that cause us to take it easy on ourselves when we want more that we want out of life. So many things are from these Morning Connection podcasts, and it just goes by piece, day by day. You put together your vision, your plan. I encourage you to continue the process. Now, during these last few Morning Connection podcasts, all this information, inspiration that, you know, I put together for you, lined it out, breaking down life, you know, it's all about putting it together. One thing that I talk about, what I've done well, right, and what I really like to do, and, you know, I like to talk about my weaknesses and my challenges and the things that I've had challenges going through that I didn't do well, in an effort to help you understand that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You may be going through challenges, and that's what I want to talk about during this Morning Connection podcast. And, you know, just being open and transparent about that, especially if you're coming to this Morning Connection podcast because you've built a level of respect for me, maybe admiration for some of the things that I've done, and you may think, wow, this guy's put together a lot of things. Maybe he seems to have it easier than me, all right? And you're thinking maybe I've had a few more gifts, a few more opportunities and breaks that you haven't had, and so maybe it's easy for me to get up here and talk about this mental toughness conditioning because of all the advantages that I've had, and you don't have those. So, you know, you listen to what I say kind of with a grain of salt. So it's been very important for me to share those weaknesses and those challenges with you, right? But so with all this information making you pumped up, making you feel good, one of the things that I've done well in the past was exposing myself, getting introduced, and then jumping full in to this personal development, right? I brand it as mental toughness conditioning. I brand it as manformation, but it's about getting up and getting the most out of every single day, handling those voices in your head that maybe say you can't do it, or maybe to go back in fear, or maybe just to settle. And then you're always fighting those thoughts of, I want more, I deserve more, I can have more, and how do I get there? One thing that I've done well is expose myself to the people who focus on this very, very important part of life, but it's not as tangible as material possessions or promotions or achievements or certain things. That's what I've done well. I talk about, even though I've done that well, and I congratulate you for making this a part of your way of thinking and doing, being interested in this and listening to this Morning Connection podcast. And that's awesome. I want to your journey be to be better than mine, more effective, more efficient, and to get more out of all the time that I spend. I don't want to just match what I've done. I mentioned that I have a new coaching client. He's an awesome gentleman, extremely talented. I can tell that about him. And he's 34 years old, and he said, you know, I admire you, Skip. That's what I've come to you for. I want more out of life. You are where I want to be 30 years from now. Well, he grossly exaggerated how many years I am ahead of him. Not that I have a challenge with that. But what I have a challenge with is I don't want him to just get to where I am in the same time frame as I have. You know, if it's, you know, less than 20 years and he's where I am, then I haven't done my job. I haven't been consistent with my vision. My vision is to get you here. If it took 20 years to get to this point, I want you to do it in 10 and 7. And that's why I'm spending all this time so your journey is easier, that you break through all the challenges that are going through your own head, because I've gone through them and I explain, hey, brother, I totally understand what you're going through. I used to think that way too. So number one, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. You relax and see your challenges in life from a whole new perspective. Then I'll tell you what I did, what I thought, and you go, hey, that's what I was thinking too. You mean that isn't right? And then so I've got that empathy and understanding that I know what you're thinking, and I know what is intuitive thinking, what you think you should do to get yourself out of that situation. So then I connect with you on that level. But then I'll explain to you, I'll do my best to sell and persuade you how that intuitive way of thinking isn't what works. And that's where you have to really pay attention and have certainty and confidence to move forward in life, to say, hey, I can become what I want to be. I can work through these challenges. You have to have enough certainty and confidence to move forward. At the same time, there has to be a certain level of humility and openness when a great mentor comes into your life, that you can connect with him, listen to him, absorb what he's telling you, be open to it, so that you take your determination, your grit, your ambition, your willingness to work hard and dream big and think big, and enough humility that you're willing to do some things that don't feel right. They're counterintuitive. You must do them anyway. Right? And so as you listen to these Morning Connection podcasts over and over again, if you think about all the words that I've said, I'm telling you, I know the way you're feeling. I know the way that you think that you should, what do you think you should do to work your way out of this situation, to get to the other side, right? I'm just telling you that success is reserved for the people who are the most mentally and emotionally flexible, resilient, gritty, and can somehow find a way to get to the other side. With enough, again, ambition, grit, determination, you can find a way. It's just, we don't want to waste all our time and energy bumping our head against the wall until it hurts so much that we eventually find a way. That's where that a little bit of humility comes in, right? The things that you're resisting to do, the things that you say, well, I know people say to do this, but I think I've got this figured out. Those are the times that anytime you say, I know what that mentor, I know what that guy says to do, but he just doesn't know my situation. My situation's different. And therefore, I will do this, this, and this. Every time you catch yourself at that point thinking that I know what the masters tell me to do, those people I admire tell me to do, and then you push it away and say that, but my situation's different, I'm going to do it this way, that's where you need to stop yourself and just give what your mentor says a shot, at least for 3 months. It sounds so wrong. It sounds so counterintuitive, right? I'm telling you, most of the time, what that plan you're coming up with, you know, you've got a good heart. It's not what's going to take. And you can either find that out later if you are gritty and determined enough and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or when you come to that fork in the road, and you're saying, I know what they tell me, I know I respect him, but I'm going to do this instead. That's your cue. That's your signal to do something counterintuitive to you. Again, get in that top 10%. You got to think differently than what's natural to you. At least you have to give it a shot. When you do that, you're going to shave off so much pain, so much wasted energy. All right. So is that a deal? Anytime you come to that fork in the road, I know what I was told to do. I know what the masters do, but I'm going to do something differently because my situation is so unique, special. It's so different. Look, I've given you during these podcasts my perspective, what I've gone through, what I observe from many people who I've worked with one-on-one, sharing their lives with me and their challenges. And I probably more than a dozen times hit directly with what you have been thinking and what you've been feeling. If not right at the moment, what you felt in the past. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of things that I've talked about during these Morning Connection podcasts in the future. You're going to, oh, wow, that is exactly the way that Skip described it. With that being said, there's a lot of commonality that we have as human beings. And I think that when you put a person under this condition or that situation, 95% of the time we're going to act the same as human beings. In some ways, we're not all that special when we are put in certain situations. But we are special because it's the 5% that makes all the difference in the world. It's what you do in those certain situations. It's how you get yourself to think in those certain situations. It's that 5% difference that makes us all different. So when you feel like your situation is so different, and so you have this plan that you to get from where you are right now, whether that's you're doing pretty well and you want to get to that next level, that extreme level that you always dreamed about, or you're in pain and you're feeling, say, you want to do this even though you've been told differently by someone you respect, some mentor, right? Just remember something. You're not that unique, so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I think I've spent a lot too much time reinventing the wheel, even though I've really spent a lot of time listening and observing and learning from mentors, getting myself in the company. I don't want you to do that. You may not have enough grit or persistence or belief in yourself to make it to the other side. So that's something I just want you to think about. All right, if there's anything that I would have done differently, I love the fact that I've gotten to this personal development like you have. I would have spent more time, two things, and there's something I talk about. I would have not tried to interpret this general meeting and got myself one-on-one coaching where someone can come into my life and talk about how whatever I'm talking about, whatever grittiness, ambition, drive, coming up with a strategic plan, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Thanksgiving dinners, what I really want, all right? Pushing away love and connection. Achievers want to achieve because they feel like when they achieve enough, then they'll be good enough to go for what they really want is love and connection. All right? Keep on keeping on. Getting knocked down 9 times and getting up the 10th time, right? All those are great general motivational stories and situations. It's just that, how does that directly affect you? Give me metaphors, analogies, situations that have to do exactly with me so I really get it. Not 90% get it, 100% get it. Because I might not. I might think I got it. There's many times I think, oh, I get this, right? But if you talk to someone one-on-one and it's all about you, all about your life, I tell you, you will understand the challenges that are ahead of you and what you have to do when you step away after talking about it. This reading motivational books, reading motivational quotes, listening to a podcast like this, it's a great start. If you want to shave off that time, you got to do whatever it takes to get the one-on-one coaching. Again, whether that's with me or someone else, if you've gone this far, you need to take it to the other side. Let me tell you, and I told you this, I get coaching. I get coaching in areas of life that while I was mastering the other areas, you know, I haven't put a lot of thought into it. And I want to be great at those. I want to get through whatever challenges, my way of thinking, that I haven't put any thought into. I want to get through those as soon as I can. So there are masters like me out there who can help me because they've been focusing on the areas of life that I haven't with as much intensity as those things I am great at. So it's going to shave so much time, right? That's what you want to do. That's, you know, and my point is that I invest in myself. And I'll tell you, there's every single time, oh God, what am I doing? Is this really going to be worth it? And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about my energy, emotion, effort in this dream or this plan. All right? I balk a lot of times, but every single time I push myself through. See, when you push yourself to the other side and you commit, that's when everything inside of you, it forces you to step up. And all these talents that everybody's been telling you that you have, that you intellectually know that you have, you're just not using them to the fullest. When you commit to that other side, that's where the real magic happens, because now you have some skin in the game. You have your butt on the line. And then you have that expert coaching to do their thing. It'll shave so, you know, much of the frustration, the confusion, the wasted time, the wasted energy, doubting yourself. That's the one thing that I would really have you do. All right. That's how I could have gotten to where I am and where I'm going a lot faster. Well, I'm working on that part now. Here's the other thing. This is what I want to talk about, as we end this run, this four-month run of these Morning Connection podcasts. If there's anything I could have done better, I could have really connected to what my mentors, the people who I respected, that I went to learn more about life, how to do anything better. And I don't care, you know, personal development, feelings, emotions, happiness in life, or a specific strategy. Maybe bodybuilding and training. I like to think that I did most things well there. All right. But in other areas of my life, when someone talked to me and they talked to me about the challenges along the way in the journey, the feelings and emotions that they went through, the setbacks that they've gone through, I'll be perfectly honest with myself and share it with you, is I really didn't connect to their pain. Because I feel as though I'm a hardworking person with a lot of talent. So if I put myself in the company of someone where I'm the student listening to them, I hold them in high esteem to do all that, right? Isn't that true for you? So to me, man, they're a winner, right? And it isn't like I think that they're perfect. It's just that I put them on somewhat of a respectful pedestal. So when they're talking to me about, I had hard times, I had disconnect, I had loneliness, I had pain, I had so many challenges, I didn't know if I could make it. I don't know how much that meant anything to me. Oh, yeah, but look at you. Oh, you're different, you're special, right? I can tell you that's where the challenge happens. You have to, I know you put them in high esteem. I know you put me in a high esteem. That's why you're making a point to listen to me. You have to think and really listen to what those people who you really respect, what they're really saying about the struggles, the challenges along the way. I think if you really can understand that, and what I want to get through to you is that you would understand you are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. I don't care how long you've been battling these thoughts in your head, the challenge, the journey, that it may never seem you're going to get to where you want to go. There's nothing wrong with you that needs this gigantic fixing. Some way, shape, or form, we've all gone through what you're going through to some degree. It's what you do or don't do. And that's where this mental toughness conditioning comes in. That's where the emotional toughness conditioning is. That's what separates you if you're struggling, if you just can't seem to get there, and that person who you respect. They have felt that pain. Now, everybody feels pain differently. You know, let's just use that, what I like to use, a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being so intense. You know, everybody has their 10, whether you might say, oh, that shit hurt them. That's no big deal. Oh, you want to know problems. You want to know pain. I have real pains. But everybody feels it. You know, they have their own 10, even though you may not think it's a 10, or they're 1 or they're 5. They still have to get up and do something about it, just like you. I'm here to tell you that your mentors are just better at doing that than you are right now. And when you realize that you're not broken, there's nothing wrong with you. Look, if there's anything that I've hoped that I've done, I would tell you, man, I've had some major things that didn't happen very well in my life. I know that I make a point to want to share that with you. I was just talking to another client that I had, and I just went through a couple scenarios. And they're scenarios that I may have talked about in these podcasts when you listed all 200. And what motivated me, inspired me to tell him these stories is when he thought his journey was so insurmountable that he had demons in his head. Why the hell can't I do this? What's wrong with me? I'm thinking, there's nothing wrong with you. And so I would tell him my story. He'd say, Oh my God, really? And I go, what? I didn't say that in all these podcasts? I did, but see, I had to talk to him directly and put it in context with his world. Or it's just a story that this guy that you respect, who is a 6-time national champion, he owns Mass Machine Nutrition, he's got this wonderful wife and baby. You'll just gloss over all the pain that I've gone through just like you. Like I had an easier ride. That's what I did. And I continue to do with the mentors. You know, I just invested in a sales training course from Jordan Belfort, The Wolf of Wall Street. I just think it was just a $2,000 investment for information. I just think it was massively helpful. Look, you are always selling yourself in life, whether you realize it or not. And like I said, if you're following that journey, the journey that I'm having with my nephew, Ronnie, you can check that out at skiplacour.com/journey. You know, he's a college kid who wants to be a sportscaster, going to school for communications. I am having him go through that course because you're always selling yourself, whether you believe it or not, right? And so here's this guy, you know, if you watch the movie, if you heard, you know, he talked about how he, I don't know, some ridiculously young age, like, I don't know, 22, 25, that, you know, he made $50 million in a year. And this was before he went wrong. And he is really repentant. He's telling you not to go the route that he did. And he'll explain to you where most of what he did was legal. It was that greediness that made him do things that put him. So, you know, everything that he teaches is, you know, from his pain, his experience, what not to do. So it isn't like he's teaching you how to be sly or sneaky. It's all the integrity. And that's where he was, at a point of integrity. And, you know, $50 million a year or something like that at some ridiculously young age, and all his success. And look, if I'm going to plunk down that kind of money in what the words that somebody says, I must hold them in esteem, at least some aspect, not everything about a person's life, but something that I believe that can help me take my life to the next level. And it delivered. It was so well worth the investment. But I think back, and so this is just recently, is he talks about how he took 50 companies public that failed. Now, if you're like me, you know, that kind of just goes in one ear and out the other, because you're thinking, oh, look at you. Who cares about that? You know, look at all your success and all the things that you do well, and wow, you're awesome, and I got to learn from you or whatever. But think about that. All the time, energy, the pride. See, because if you're a winner and you take people's money, invest them, and you sell them on, and it's your job to take a pump company and be another winner, you let yourself down. You fail. You got to get back up. It's on your pride of who you are, how good you are, not to mention all the people you let down. I'm sure that every single one of those, it stung, just like you get stung every single day, just like I do. They don't think about, oh, well, who cares? You know, just took this company public and it failed, crashed and burned. Everybody knows I'm associated with it. Who cares? Look at all my victories. It doesn't work that way, even though we sometimes don't give them the credit for going through that and bouncing back 50 times. And like I said, I'm just like, maybe when you're telling that story, maybe it's just going in your one ear and out the other, like, you know, who cares? Look at you. Look how successful you are. I want you to resist doing that now when you hear about people's challenges and journeys, right, that they've gone through and how they've bounced back, because that's the difference between that person and you. Not that they haven't experienced the things that you haven't. Oh, Skip, but you don't know my story. I do know your story. I've gone through things. I've coached people. They've gone through things. And you know what? We're not broken. It's just what we do with it. That's what this is all about. I talked about it as you get motivated, right, and you're ready to go. You're going to need some help. Clarifying your direction, strategizing your action, upgrading your skills, optimizing your environment, and then mastering your psychology. That's what you do with all this stuff that you've been listening to, right? You're not broken. Here's the other thing I just want you to remember. Everything you're not good at, it's just that there's nothing wrong with you. It's how you've allocated your time, energy, and effort. Whether you think, well, doesn't everybody do that? No, everybody doesn't put that much energy into that direction that you're putting in, and it's taking off that area you say you want to master. Putting, trying 9 times. In 9 times in a shorter period of time rather than spread over a longer period of time. You're focusing on things, maybe going for those short-term emotions, those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You're working hard towards those and not on that area of your life that you say you really want to improve upon. Trying 9 times, getting knocked down 9 times, so you try the 10th. There's other things that you're focusing on, whether you realize it or not. When you focus, when you really get determined, you will find a way. Sometimes sooner rather than later. Some of us can only get hit in the face 5 times before we learn. Some of us need 10 times, But that's a journey that you need to go on when you focus. You'll figure it out eventually. Look, I've talked about a story where something that I put all my heart, soul, energy, my career, my identity, was to become a national champion drug-free bodybuilder. This big contest that's done in New York City. And that was just my obsession, my dream, and part of what fuel that fire was I was such in a disappointing position the year before. Came in 5th place, right, in a show that I had won before. So, and I had just quit my job, and I was going downward, so disappointed. But that was because I was putting together this magnificent life of passion and dreams that was far more than a bodybuilder. I was putting all the pieces together in my life at that time. And that's, I just took on too much, but that ambition is what had me lose focus, right? So this comeback victory was probably one of the sweetest victories I had. And so many other things were going on at the time. I happened to be on my first cover of the magazine at the same time. I had feature articles. I mean, everything was aligning extremely well with what I put my focus and energy on. And it was a lot of focus and energy. At the same time, behind the scenes, even though I was maybe numb to it, I wasn't paying attention, there's tons of things that I wasn't focused on that was horrible. They were just deteriorating because I was putting no attention on it. Well, fast forward after, I won this national championship, got all the accolades. I mean, legendary. All the magazine coverage, all the guest appearances after that point, can go to my deathbed saying, oh, I did all those great things. I had to come back to just so much pain. I was gauged at the time. That fell apart. Why? Was it because I was a jerk or I was a bad guy? Hell no. It was because I was focusing on this one area, not paying enough attention here. Finances, certain things. It wasn't that I wasn't good at. I just wasn't putting the energy in there where, and I may have thought I was, okay? And it caused such pain, then extreme focus to pleasure and accomplishment. And then that just made me, I came back to having to deal with all these areas of life that I wasn't focusing on, which caused me so much pain again. And it's that was that journey. Not for one moment should you think when you have these challenges that you can't do it, that there's something wrong with you. I'm telling you, whether you realize it or not, even those people who you think, well, they're so good at it, they got it better than me. I'm telling you, whether you realize it or not, they're focusing their energy and their efforts in a direction that you're not in those areas. And maybe more than that is the areas that you're putting energy and effort in. And again, it could just maybe not be good, and maybe just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know, like, and what I mean by that is they're taking risk. They're putting their heart out online. Emotional heart if you want love and connection, for example, you want that real mate, you know, they are putting their heart on the line where you might be going for short terms like being safe, secure, hanging around people who think that way, who are just as miserable as you are, just as challenged as you. You're putting a lot of energy. You're going to a place, physically, mentally, and emotionally, a place. You're hanging around people who are putting a lot of energy in a place that's taking you away from where those other people are going. But you don't see that because it makes sense to you. I'm just telling you, you're not broken. You just haven't allocated your energy into the place where you need to go. And it may be so counterintuitive to you. You may need help doing that, but there is nothing wrong with you. And then when you start focusing on it, you have to go through the process just like we all did. We're going to suck at the beginning. It's going to feel uncomfortable. But again, you get knocked down 9 times, you get up 10. There's nothing wrong with you. We've all gone through pain. It's how you're allocating that energy. It's the things I say. It's like you think you're going through those results for what you really want, but really you're not learning how to get those things you really want. You're settling for short-term results that are combating those long-term results that you want. You think you're going through for a Thanksgiving dinner, but what you're really going for are the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Your energy isn't allocated in the direction you think it is, but you just don't see that right now. You can do it. It's a process. We all have to go through this. And, you know, so 2 things that I want you to take from all this is, number one is really listen to people who want to help you, those mentors or coaches. And I don't care. This is about a personal development, mental type of thing, but also at work, whether it's your fitness, if you really listen, even though they make it may sound easy, they will give you glimpses of pain. But you have to take those in, because when you're going through pain, you can realize, wow, they've gone through what I've gone through, but they just somehow found a way. I must somehow find a way. Not that you're broken, right? So really connect to the pain. Don't let it slip through. And I understand, I've talked about how I continually have to watch myself in doing that. That will just alleviate so much pressure, undue pressure and angst that you're causing. All right? And again, there's nothing wrong with you. Think about where you're allocating your energy. Look, I've seen so many people studying personal development, success in life. I've seen every walk of life, every intelligent level, every setback, challenge, achieve something amazing. So you achieving something amazing, it would not surprise me. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you've been struggling with relationships. If you tell me 2 years from now, hey, Skip, you know, I've been listening to what you're saying. You know, I really connected with you. I understand. I was just like you, how it was in relationships. And you inspired me because you found a way to make it to the other side and really value it and work on it and know what's on the other side to feel. You started the process for me, and now I'm in this loving, committed relationship, something that I pushed away, said I didn't want, put no value. Now, this is what I wanted, and now I'm enjoying it, and it isn't as hard as I was making it out. If you say to me, man, I didn't think I could master my eating, my working out, my habits, my physical body, but I just kept at it, I kind of listened to what you're saying, and now I have that down. Or, you know, you told me about your challenges in business and finances and how you were great at something else. You gave all your energy for significance, right? Not for really making money for yourself. Your currency was feeling good about yourself, giving to others. And because you went for that type of currency, you weren't focused on the actual monetary currency. And I realized that was me. And so once I started focusing on actually doing, being the same great person and providing value, but really understanding I have to appreciate money, I have to work towards it if it's going to happen, I made it to the other side too. That would not surprise me. in any way, shape, or form, if you came together and say, I finally have love, connection. I finally have that physical body that I want. I finally have mastered my finances and working in a direction I never thought it. It would not surprise me. I've seen many people who have had worse than what we all have. Just somehow, some way, whether they got the help or not, they allocated their energies. They mastered their psychology. They were either persistent and tenacious and gritty enough, or they got help in figuring out the strategies and they made it to the other side. That would not surprise me in one bit if you came to me a couple months, if a couple years from now. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate the opportunity to come into your life and help you get to that other side. All right, so I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I have to say during these podcasts. Hey, let's make sure we continue the connection. Make sure you're on my Facebook page. That seems, even if you're not a muscle guy, make sure you're there. A lot of information keep you connected. Facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. For these specific MTC mental toughness conditioning, email, get on my email list. We'll stay connected. I've got some other things planned. Nothing as intense as this. I'm going to reserve this type of energy for the people who are really committed, that type who want the one-on-one coaching. I got, you talk about allocating energy. So if you're interested in that one-on-one coaching, that's the best way to really make these things happen in your life. If you've been loving this Morning Connection podcast, I will have, if you are not already on it, my Morning Connection newsletter. So you can go to sltips.com/22, SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/22. That'll take you over to a short link for this Morning Connection daily newsletter. Get you on that list so we stay connected. All right, so let's go through our daily disciplines. Got to do it, right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that thing yesterday when it happened, it occurred, you stopped and you said, wow, life is pretty darn cool? Take 3 seconds right now and continue to do this in the future. Visualize that feeling, emotion, that place you want to be, that material possession, that what you want to experience that's going to take you months, if not years, if you're realizing that people just like you have gone through the same challenges you've gone through. What makes the difference between you and them is not that they slip through life without these challenges. It's what they did in those moments. And they too have felt your pain. And realizing there is nothing wrong with you, so you just need to keep on keeping on. It's going to take you months, if not years, of remembering that and executing, sticking with your plan. All right, what is that for you? Get more and more clear about that. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really getting you to those results that you really want? That Thanksgiving dinner, everything, the emotions, feelings, everything you really want? Or are you sabotaging that? Are you compromising that for these shorter term emotions? Maybe you don't realize it. I want you to think about that right now. I want you to think about, what are those results in life that you really want? Hey guys, thank you so much going on this journey with me. Continue. Let's continue. Let's stay in contact. All right, keep on keeping on. You made this a part of your daily discipline, your ritual. You've benefited from it tremendously. Rotate through the entire, just systematically, the 200 Morning Connection podcast. Go to skiplacour.com. Go into the podcast section. Rotate it around. Keep this a part of your journey. Let's stay in contact. All right. Hey, thank you so much for supporting me. Those of you, I made it a staple for my coaching clients around the world to listen to this podcast. Of course, we'll continue it every week. Again, if you're interested in becoming part of this elite group, want to be part of my circles, my inner circles, my inner worlds, send me an email, skip@skiplacour.com. We'll talk about it. All right, we'll talk about it over the phone. See if it's something that I know it could help you. It will help you, right? We'll see if it's a good fit. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Thank you so much for supporting everything that I do, Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality bodybuilding supplement line. And hey, we will connect again some way, shape, or form. So have a great day.